Nora? Nora?
What?
You fell asleep. You are safe. You're on my couch. You are under my afghan. You sort of look like a plaid ghost.
I can't believe I actually fell asleep.
Hold on. Leave the blanket on your head.
But why?
I want to talk to you about Ohio, and I think this will help.
Ohio? What does Ohio have to do with anything?
A lot. Everything? Everything. Now, I'm sure you have a lot of questions after yesterday.
Yes. Yes, I do.
That's understandable.
My first question is, can I have some coffee while I'm under this blanket? I can smell it right through the linen? Or is it cotton?
It's linen. Stick your hand out, blanket ghost.
Ugh. Black.
Sorry. It's a black coffee sort of conversation.
Okay. Why am I under this blanket? And why is sugar illegal now? And Ohio.
Okay. How do you know Ohio is real?
How do I know
that? How do you know Ohio is real?
Like the state?
Humor me a little.
Okay. I know the obvious answer is I've seen it on a map. Or I've met someone from Ohio, but you're making an argument about perception. Since I've never seen Ohio myself, there's a small chance it doesn't really exist. That somehow there's an Ohio conspiracy at work to convince the world of a squarish state and a town named Cleveland. This is why the blanket. You're limiting what I can see, like a metaphor.
That's mostly why the blanket.
You're also sort of gambling that I've never been to Ohio myself. I haven't, for the record. But then I guess you would just ask how sure I am that I really went, that it wasn't really part of the same conspiracy, that my entire trip was organized by the government, and I just went to Illinois or Kentucky or whatever. Yes, obviously we can doubt anything and everything, and if you keep asking questions, you can keep knocking down fact after fact. I used to think it was stupid, but since this all started, it doesn't seem stupid. Makes everything seem unsafe.
Unsafe?
Like, we all kind of know this bridge we're walking on is pretty rickety, but do you really want to keep looking down at just how rotted the boards are? Do you want to start pulling on the boards and tossing them over the side? It's fun when it's purely intellectual, but now, it's a long way down. From the bridge. The metaphorical bridge.
You've put a lot of thought into this, I see.
Maybe I'm overselling the point. Yes. We're just brains and they lie to us, so we can't really know anything ever. But that's a pretty useless intellectual framework. We need to focus on what we can know, what we can do.
Can we talk about Plato's cave now?
Ugh.
It's just a hard thing to talk about, Nora. Hard to know where to start, hard to know where the other person is. Right now, I'm just a voice. And you're just a voice, and we're talking. It's simpler, it's nice. So we can agree that Ohio is probably real, and I'm probably real, and you're probably real. and the Afghan and the coffee and that couch you're sitting on. And it's mostly just a mind game to talk about how strong that probably really is. But it's important. It's not nothing. There's just a half inch of linen and some air between us now, so you're almost 100% sure that I exist and that I am who I say I am. You've never been to Ohio, but the mental gymnastics you'd have to go through to convince yourself of a world where Ohio doesn't exist are too much to take seriously. But there's still a chance. You're not 100%. There's a gap. A gap between what is and what it could be.
A gap?
A space so tiny between. What makes that space smaller or bigger? I'm just a voice right now. How much of a chance that I'm a recording? Or an exceptionally skilled imitator with great hair?
I can kind of see through the blanket, for the record. Sun's coming up.
But the chance that Ohio isn't real, that's a little bigger of a gap, right? To be sure of me, you just have to pull the blanket off, but to be sure of Ohio, you'd have to, what, drive 8 hours, talk to people that lived there, make a map yourself, hold the dirt in your hands and put it in a jar and label it Ohio dirt.
Ohio dirt?
The gap's a little bigger. You put more on faith. What if we go farther away in the world to Cypria? How sure are you that Cypria is real?
Wait, where is that? Is that one of those countries near...
Oh, you are an English person, not a geography person.
No, it's right over next to...
I made Cypria up, Nora. It's not a real place.
Detective, come on.
But for that split second, you almost saw it on a map in your mind, didn't you? Maybe somewhere in Eastern Europe, maybe near Iraq or Ukraine. But for a moment, Cypria was just as real as Ohio. In your mind.
So?
Ohio is where my dad was murdered. Lancaster, Ohio, about an hour south of Columbus.
What? I'm sorry. I'm gonna take this blanket off.
No, please don't. What did you see yesterday?
See? At Jeremy Lee's apartment?
Yes.
I saw... it... It was like...
No, don't compare it. Just say what you saw.
It was a person. But it didn't move right. It was the same color as the wall. A dark, dark blue. It sort of crouched. And then it would stretch as it moved very quickly. Oh, God, it smiled. I could see its teeth. Big, white teeth smiling. I don't remember eyes, just teeth. It would crouch, then move closer. Crouch, then stretch closer.
And the door?
The door. It was gone. All the doors were gone. But then you talked to me and the door was there. And we ran.
Now, how sure are you that the door was really gone? Are you Ohio sure? More? Less?
What? I'm sure.
We were panicked. The room was dark. We could have just been hitting the wall right next to the door, then found it once we calmed down.
But that's not what happened.
And the person. It could have been a homeless person. A habitual drug user. They saw the door open, came in to look for food or money, and they scared us.
That's not...
We were totally engrossed in Jeremy Lee's new video, his computer. We were frightened by the sudden noise of the door slamming. Fright often triggers an adrenal response, panic. Your body just wants to run, not solve math problems or pay close attention to what's chasing you.
Why are you saying this?
It's that gap again. That's where we can work. You are sure that Ohio is real because that's what the world tells you. You were sure that the door was there because I told you that it was there. Things that widen the gap or close it. If you are absolutely sure of everything you saw, that doesn't leave much space. You saw a monster, and it called your name, or you were frightened by a crackhead.
Shit. What is the point of any of this?
You took the blanket off.
Look, I'm afraid, and I'm confused, and I'm angry. Just Tell me everything. Tell me what's going on.
They found my dad in a dumpster behind a grocery store. He was naked. It took a week to identify him. His dental work was out of state. His eyes were gone. Optical nerve cut with an extremely sharp implement, probably a scalpel. I know. Sometimes I'm confusing. The words I choose, the questions I ask. But never think I do it casually, Nora. That it's a game. Here's a picture of the scene.
The writing. The graffiti.
Yes. The Lord loves all.
It's the same. I mean, it looks the same. Like the same handwriting.
It feels the same. Every time I find a new victim, the words might be different, but it's the same hand.
Victims? How many?
8 in the past 3 years that I'm definite about. 20 or 30 more that are strong possibles.
Almost 40 people.
He keeps busy.
He?
The Lord. The man who came into your house.
The man?
Yes.
So he's what? Some sort of serial killer? So you lied to me. That first night when I found Jeremy Lee, you said...
I know what I said. I lie professionally, Nora. I'm a cop.
A serial killer was in my house. Knocked me out, whispered in my ear.
He changed your name.
Yes. Wait. Damn! So this all started with me finding a building that vanished. It vanished and came back. Then I find a body. Then some sort of serial killer breaks into my house and what? Rewrites my memory? Or the memory of everyone else so that my name is Nora now, when it was Deborah before. Then we find what seems like cult behavior by a murdered man and get attacked by... I don't even know what to call it. A monster or a crazy person? It all hangs together in my head almost... like I can buy a serial killer. Someone who finds their victims online, but brings them into some sort of religious experience or cult or whatever, then grooms them as targets, convinces them to cut off ties with their friends and families, then gets them to meet somewhere abandoned, a perfectly chosen scene where they can hack off body parts and not be observed. But what the hell about the doors vanishing and reappearing? What about the teeth? What about my name? What about my name?
The gap. The tiny space between what is and what could be. We need to stay in that gap. That's where he is. That's where we have to look for him.
Who is he?
You have already heard his name. When you were thinking about Cypria, thinking about where it would go on the map of the world, what shape was it? Squarish like Ohio, more of a rough triangle? Maybe long and stretched? When people hear the podcast, do you think they'll see the same shape that you did?
That's really unlikely.
Sure, but it's interesting to think about. I wonder what they think you look like. You never describe yourself.
It's not important what I look like. It has nothing to do with
all those people out there listening. They probably have some sort of mental image of you. Oh, sure, it may just be an actress they like or whatever, but out of all the people that are seeing you and thinking about you, how many of them are seeing the same thing? It has to be more than zero, right? Especially the more people that you have listening. Some percentage of them are seeing the same person, seeing you exactly as you are.
That makes my skin crawl.
You could tell them anything. You could say your hair is green and you're 6'2" and you're missing 2 fingers on your right hand. And that's what they would see. They're seeing it right now.
But that's not what I look like.
You are their Ohio. They can't go there. They have to take what you say on faith.
Okay, stop for just a minute. You are spinning so many plates. Let me just think for a minute.
Okay.
Okay. I won't expect you to give me a straight answer, but this whole conversation is about trying to make me understand something. Something you can't just come out and say. Something about the Lord. Something about this case. Something about me. Will you at least tell me if I get something right?
Nope.
Can you drive me home? I need a shower and I need to think. Where's my laptop?
Oh, of course. I'll grab my keys.
Detective, what was your dad's name?
It was Lucas. Lucas Jacob Farmza.
Are you sure, Detective? Are you sure? How sure are you?
Let's go.
Forefathers went to trading post 3 long days' journey to get powder and shot.
Today I drive my Pontiac to town in a few minutes to see the latest Paris gown.
Is this new Pontiac equipped with freewheeling?
Naturally.
Has it synchro silent second?
Of course.
Is the body by Fisher?
Certainly.
Well, apparently Pontiac has all the latest developments of automotive engineering.
Absolutely. That is why Pontiac is today the chief of values.
It's later. I'm back at my apartment. The detective dropped me off about an hour ago. I took a shower, ate something. What the fuck? What am I doing? What's the point of any of this? This all started on a whim, halfway through a Taco Bell run. I wonder how Jack's doing. I guess the detective's philosophy seminar had at least one good side effect. I'm too confused to be scared. I have to accept the reality of what I witnessed, never mind the detective's philosophy. I found a body. I was attacked at home. I was attacked again in that apartment. It doesn't really matter what attacked me or who. I'm in danger. That's the important thing. All the other stuff, the weirder stuff, is tabled for now. The detective promised she would have a police car come by every hour or so, just to be safe. What? No. No way. I put them away. Yes. Here's the box. The chimes are in the box, right where I put them. What the hell? There are no chimes on the porch, but I heard them. I'm not going out there. That would be stupid. I'm calling the detective. What? What? I don't want this. I don't want any more of this. What is... They're... gone? I feel strange.
Nora? What's wrong? Nora, do I need to come over? Are you in danger?
I heard the chimes.
The chimes? What?
Heard the chimes. And I feel wonderful.
What?
I heard the chimes. Like that night. Then the sound was all around me, and I was so afraid. And then it was like the fear turned inside me, and I felt so good. Like the sun came up inside me, like I can't contain how happy I am.
Stay calm. I'm coming right now. Stay calm and keep this line open. Keep talking, Nora.
No. I don't want you to come. I know this feeling isn't right. It's not coming from me. It's coming from somewhere else. I need to.
What, Nora? What do you need?
Goodbye, detective. I'm recording this part right at the end, right before I upload. I'm calmer now. I've decided to keep things simple. Well, as simple as they can be. I think the detective was trying to say that reality is negotiable, just like I've been feeling since the beginning, and that this killer, the man, the Lord, can change things, make a building vanish and come back. change my name. But it really doesn't matter. I believe the detective about her father, and about the other victims like Jeremy Lee. Those deaths are real. Real people were butchered by the Lord. So I have to decide. Do I run away from this? Or keep digging? I'm not sure I even can run away from this. I'm connected. I know things. I know... I choose to keep going. Even if that doesn't mean anything, I choose this. I know I can find the Lord. I know the way. I can find him, catch him. Only I can do this. Only Nora. I have to go. I have to say the words. I have to say the words. Detective Jack, keep listening. Please, all of you, keep listening. Listen close. I'm counting on it.